Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Arms out to your mum's house.
Okay, it's all rolling. One more for luck. There we go.
Arms House Party people in the house! Episode 81!
Yeah, boy.
Coming from one of the greatest get-ons of all time. The fake triangle sidings.
Exactly. This is the Aldi triangle. Well, we got the overground there and the district here.
Yeah, boy. People
and the gays over there.
Yeah, the gays. They like our locations.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day. We thought, fuck it.
Yeah.
Why not?
I've promoted myself to top chief location spotter.
Exactly. He's the location scout, old Themos.
There's a silver link.
So we're here.
Bon your yellow BR, bruv.
We are in West London somewhere deep.
Always.
in like a dogging Always. Territory, gay dogging,
dude,
isn't it?
So many gays I was just walking back.
We passed like on the trail coming through here, obviously it's through all these bushes and shit, and then there's like two dudes we walked past, like two
in the
separate
middle
occasions.
Of nowhere, because when Amber got here, I said to him, yo, this spot is great, but it's like a gay hotspot.
Yeah.
So because it's like, you can't see behind us, but behind us is just jungle. That's why we brought the Venezuelan.
Oh yeah, Venezuela in the house.
In case we get attacked in the jungle.
Yeah.
But I said, yo, Amber, man, this place is actually on like dogging. Not dogging, what's the gay thing?
I can't remember.
Cruising?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, where they all meet up and give each other blozzes and shit and jizz all over the trees.
I was just saying to you as well, like, okay, I get it. In the past, gays have been demonized and, you know, shunned from society. You know,
bun the gay!
don't say that.
Can't say that here, bro.
And they'll surround us, you know what I mean? And no, all love to the gays, man. And but now it's open, now more out and oi. Now it's more.
Sorry, Hackett.
We're outdoors, so it's okay. But I'm just saying, like, nowadays it's more accepted in
nowadays,
society.
You'd thought you could have been gay in your own house.
You know what I mean?
You wouldn't have to come outside to be gay. Like,
I don't know. Like, maybe it's like part of the thrill.
But when I walked back to go and get the spray cam, there was more just single dudes sitting
on
in,
their phones.
Yeah, but in like ivy nettles. You're like, bruv, it's so. And there's people bringing in their kids and that.
I mean, it's a nature trail, isn't it? Basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't want to stumble across.
You don't want to
some extreme nature.
Someone getting a blouse. You're like, oh, sorry, I was just getting my doing the podcast. Can you imagine?
Oh, mate, I'm hanging, bruv. I'm fucking hanging, man.
See,
I had a late one last night.
You
man.
Woke up at 2 o'clock today.
No, about 1 o'clock. Didn't you call me about 1?
1:55.
Oh, look, it's a creeper. It's
she
a creeper.
Creeping. Give us a whistle. Go on. Give us a whistle.
No, he's not. He can't see us. Oh, look who it is. It's our mate. Old Percy.
Oh, Percy. Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to pick up on
Can
the...
Can you see
oh, yeah, there
Percy?
You go.
Yeah. Arms right. off.
Anyway.
I didn't know. That's obviously a bat jump spot. Look at the reach down there.
Is there a traffic light
Who's
down
that? Some Euro gash.
Some weird shit.
Yo, that train has been battered, bro.
There was one before we saw.
I don't know why they go for this almighty clean on the dicks.
And by the way, you like my get up, man?
White Sox, baby.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not the only one who can wear the
oh,
American.
Oh, yeah, look, you should have worn this. You'd been in a full kit.
The Raiders shorts with the White Sox, but that's a two separate teams,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Chicago. That's baseball. This is American football.
Oh, American football. You know what? I was wearing this top, and I had my New York Mets cap on.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, and I bumped into an American. He was like, "What are you wearing?" I was like, "I don't know." And he's like, "Those two do not go together." I was like, "Oh, shit." I was like, I wore that. I wear them because of hip-hop music videos, not because of sports. Yeah, I don't watch that shit. Anyway, last night, man, I was, me and my mate, size doesn't matter, we play 7-inch records once a month at the Star by Hackney Downs, the first weekend, first Saturday of every month.
And then you bring your 7-inch dicks down to here.
Yeah, I mean, I swing them about for the gays. And so we were down there last night, me and my boy, Mr. Shiver. Sorry, Akit.
Sorry, Akit.
And played records till about 1 o'clock, and then it's fucking just trying to get home from Hackney, man.
Oh, fuck that.
Longers,
fuck,
man.
Fuck
that. That's why I was
so
late.
It's unacceptable.
But I was with Mr. Shiver. Mr. Shiver is a superstar DJ. He was a hip-hop producer and everything as well, but he that's his main job at the moment, is just DJing all over the place, yeah?
Being a sexy
sick,
cunt.
Sick DJ, man. Respect to my man, Mr. Shiver. Unsung heroes. And...
Jesus Christ.
He... DJs at this mad exclusive club. Like, the club's so exclusive, doesn't even have a name.
Yeah? I like it already.
Members only type thing, yeah? Down in, just off Oxford Street. So we got the night bus from Hackney to Oxford Street. And Shiver was like, let's pop into this thing. I'm a resident there. They'll let us in. It's all good. And I was like, all right, cool. And he was like, yeah, this is like Jade Jagger goes there. And there's all celebs in there and all that stuff.
It's like a Soho house or something.
Basically, but even more. It's apparently, it's a restaurant during the day. The chef is like from Japan, and it's called The Tent, is the name of the restaurant. But then it turns into a club at night, and then there's upstairs and downstairs. Anyway, we turn up, there's just a dude standing in front of a door, inconspicuous door, yeah? And then obviously he knew Shiver, and then he let us in, and then you walk in through some curtains, and then boom, you're in the club. And it's tiny! And it's not all that. Oh, your hay fever playing up, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had it all year. I think it's just this place.
Yeah, definitely. It's the you know, shrubberies and all the spunk.
And the jizz.
And so we popped in there, and we've got a couple of drinks and shit, and, you know, there's cool music and that.
$9,000 a drink.
Bear. Yatties, man. Oh, my days.
So many hot, like, women. Sexy Latinas.
Like models. Oh. Now, they were Lebanese. I was chatting to this one Lebanese girl.
What did you say?
Last night.
No,
I
talking
went to
on the podcast.
It was me. I went last night. I saw some girls at this thing. I didn't hook up or anything, but
sexy,
I was just
Lebanese. Lebanese have got big coolers.
Yeah, and but they were like models. They were like this thin. Oh, yeah. So not really my
flaquita.
But, like, you know, all these like heroin chic type people, man. But it was a cool little crowd, and I took out my phone and I took one picture, and then about three of the staff jumped on me and went, no photos allowed in here, no. I was like, alright, man, alright, I'll put the photo here. It's a shit, like a blurry shitty photo, but it's one of them places, you know what I mean? So we had a few drinks there, but check this out now. Then we leave that club and we get on the train. Obviously Central runs
24/7,
yeah. And we get on the Central and we sit down, and we're in the middle of a conversation about what music we can't play anymore because, you know, people getting cancelled and shit, yeah?
Boom, like, bye, bye, in a party boy's head.
So Shiver, he played that Michael Jackson tune earlier that day, PYT, Pretty Young Thing, which is kind of fucked
shit.
Up. And but it's a wicked tune, you know what I mean? And it went down really well. Everyone was dancing to it. But we were talking about, you know, R. Kelly, and then, like, then the conversation went into, like, James Brown and like, even...
What can't you play from James
Bob
Brown?
Bob Marley. Well, James Brown beat his wife and did all this shit. I mean, I still play James Brown. But that's the kind of conversation we were having. But anyway, opposite us...
Sometimes you've got to beat your wife.
Opposite us, I noticed when we sat down, it was like a Renaissance painting. There was four girls, yeah? One of them was like this. Like leaning against the glass bit, like crying, and then she had her hand holding hands with another girl, and she was just there opposite me, staring into my eyes like this.
Really?
Just streaming down her face, and then her other mate there, like that, like leaning on her shoulder of the other mate, and they're all holding hands, crying. And we sit down. I notice them, and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm not getting involved. And we just continue our conversation, yeah? We're like, oh, yeah, James Brown beat his wife. Yeah, but he made some wicked tunes, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, Bob Marley barely beat his wife, and he cheated on her and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, the girl on the far left, she goes, how dare you? And we're like, huh? I was like, you talking to me? And she was like, how dare you? Like that, yeah, to me. I was like, what? She goes, are you talking about beating his wife and all, but he makes good music anyway, and like, but you, maybe you shouldn't beat his wife. And
we're talking about Bob Marley, love.
She was going off on me about beating wife. I'm like, I didn't beat my wife. I was like, chill out, bitch. Yeah, I didn't say bitch, but I was like,
I didn't beat my wife.
I was like, what are you talking to?
I don't even have one.
I was like, who are you talking to? But she got mad triggered by our conversation, basically, and then they started having a go at us, and Shiver was there going, listen, mate, like, you know, we don't mean any disrespect, and we're not talking to you, you know what I mean? And then they were, we don't condone beating wives, but we're just having a conversation. And I pulled out my records.
You pulled out your knife.
No, I had a box, you know, my record bag with me, so I pull out record. I go, look, we were playing music earlier. We're having a discussion about music, what you can and can't play, and all, like, you know, I was explaining to her what the situation was. And she was like, oh, I thought you were speaking about, like, to us or something like that. I don't know. She thought we were aiming the conversation towards them about beating women or
but
something.
But they were obviously pissed out of their nut or something.
They were drunk, of course. This is like 1-2 o'clock in the morning now, you know? 2 o'clock.
You going for a squeeze?
Miss Venice.
You going for a... Caquita.
Cállate la boca. So, yeah, these girls just went up. But then we calmed them down and we said, look, man, you know what I mean? Like, and I pulled out some records. I was like, look, we're just talking about music, you know what I mean? Chill out. Not everything's about you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they eventually chilled out. We made them laugh and stuff. And then by then, they got off, I think, at North Acton. And they were students. They were American. They were from LA. American students. Anyway, so that kind of pissed me off a little bit. I was like, were they getting involved in our conversation?
Yeah, but no wonder they got...
And they were all
even
crying.
That word triggered.
Yeah.
It's like they're from LA, bruv.
They're yeah.
Soft fucking people from LA.
Like, the day you can't have a conversation about things is when everything's fucked, man. Like, if you can't even talk about something.
You should have got up and beat the fuck out of the first one in front of her two mates.
Just gone out, just
her two mates are like, oh shit, like you're snapping vinyls around her fucking face.
No, we
giving
do
her
not...
a Chelsea Glasgow smile with the mate.
That would, yo.
Teach you to interrupt me, you fucking American cunt!
No, but we speeched them bad. It was, and we had them laughing by the end, and it was all good. But yeah.
My mum says the best way to get a girl is to make them laugh.
Of course.
She always said that.
100% bad. But I wasn't trying to get with them anyway. You know me. I was just trying to chill them out.
Yeah, chill out, bitch. Yeah.
But yeah, then I got home and everything was cool there.
So what time did you get in?
Probably about 4.
What the 4:30. Fuck?
Wind down when you get home, probably about 5.
Oh,
got to sleep.
My God. Right.
Standard, man. It's all love.
That's standard for you.
Not standard, but, you know, shit happens.
It's standard for me a long time ago.
Yeah. It's not standard. You're not allowed to go with me. So that's what she's saying.
I'm not allowed.
What, you think I would allow him to do anything disrespectful? No way, man.
I'd be in there like, take this dick, man.
Oh, my God. Come on, put it away, man. Jesus.
My wife is here off the camera. Talking about my wife, last night, yeah, I'm lying in bed.
Uh-oh.
Just completely, I don't even know if we're talking. We're not doing anything, are we? We're just doing nada. Just lying there, and I've just got my boxer shorts on, just lying there. And she, bam, grabs my not my cock and balls set, just the balls.
Oh, shit.
But she gets both balls in the one, like, palm. You know, like, birds don't know. If you go to underneath, on the underside of the flappy ball part, there's, like, tubes and shit there, and I hurt. Yeah. And she squeezes them, yeah, and she goes, now you're talking to God. I said, what the fuck? I said,
what a wake-up call.
But it's true. And I'm like, under there. Yeah, I see, I'm talking to God. She's like, no, you're talking to fucking
You start
God.
Speaking in tongues, like, how much
yeah, it was exactly like that. It came out of nowhere. Imagine you're lying in your own bed.
Is
BAM!
This in private?
Like this, in private, me cool. And it's, I'm like, Andrea, you've business. Really got the balls. You've really, she's not like, it's not like, definitely not a sexual thing. She's not like caressing the balls.
No.
She's squeezing the balls. Now You talking to God?
What, you just reminding him who's boss?
Yeah, yeah, why did you do that? Was it just to remind me that you're the boss?
She's embarrassed.
It was
she's embarrassed.
Joke.
It was a good joke. I thought I was pissing myself.
I say, shut up. Let me talk with God.
Let me pray to God.
But the sentence was, I was like trying not to piss myself because as I'm laughing, like obviously I'm moving my balls because I'm laughing and it's hurting even more.
It was like those stress balls, you know.
But no, she was like both the whole sack in the palm and squeezed. There's like a ball popping out here and popping out.
We can change.
Change the subject. Okay, she said
Jason. Now you're talking with God.
How do you say that in Spanish? How do you say it?
No, she said it in English. Oh, you said it in English, though.
Right, you know she means business.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Don't remember.
I think you said it in English.
I say it in English.
Ahora tú hablas con Dios.
Damn, son.
But yeah, it was in English.
Is that my beer? Nice.
So that was horrific.
Isn't that what they say in self-defense? That's you go for the balls, you know. That's it.
Yeah, there's a lot of spots in here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
A woman can poke you in there. Anyone poke you in there and you're out the game. You're out the game. But you go down like that.
Mm.
That's if somebody's here and they're strangling you. Yeah. Their face is next to your face and they've got their... And you just have to get it like that. Down in that V there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's nasty. And then, knee to the balls and run.
Sorry, that story you just said, man, reminded me of a scene from a movie. Which fucking... You've seen Friday. You've seen Next Friday.
I must have.
You've seen Friday After Next, the third one.
I don't think so.
With Cat Williams as the pimp. And then in the party, there's that guy, the big muscly guy, is going to rape him. And then he gets, like, some pliers, and he goes... like that, he grabs his nuts, and he's like this big muscly guy. And he's like... And you know how Cat Williams is really funny. He's like, I told you, you fucking... guy. And he starts cussing him. Anyway,
I think now you're speaking with God is...
That's a lyric.
It's a lyric. It's a good sentence, huh?
It's so good.
What would be the...
the punch.
I wish we had another camera there. But what's the male equivalent then of that? Like grabbing one of her titties, go, you're not speaking
to God. No, I don't think the titties hurt like the bollocks.
No way, not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close.
But it does hurt. I know a titty. If you hit a titty, it hurts. No? If I punched your titty, it would hurt.
Si te pega, te peg, o tu tetas, ¿y duele o no?
Claro.
Yeah.
Por supuesto está.
But not the same as the cojones.
All right, okay, we're doing a podcast here, man. We got some... we were talking about our favourite track size, right?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah? Or do you want to do your rant? You said you had a rant.
I had a little rant because I get fucked off.
Oh shit.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
But it happens all the time. Because I'm a decent dad. You go to the park with your own utes.
Yeah.
You have to drag them off tablets and shit. Like you make the effort.
Get them outside.
You take footballs, aerobies, American footballs, everything, yeah. And we're playing. And we're playing a game. It's like World Cup singles. I think it's like 10-7 or 9-7-7 is first to 10.
Yeah.
It's deep in the game. You know what I mean? It's an important part of the fucking game.
Yeah.
And these kids, they're like with their mum. And you can see the mum just looking at me like this. Every time like the game stops, I look over like this, she's looking at me, her kids are looking at me. And she's like, go on, like, go on. Like pushes them over like
oh,
that.
To join you,
and
yeah.
They're fucking cunts. And they're older than Alex and Liam. What were you doing? Why bring your utes to the park, yeah? If you're just going to palm them off on some other geese. What if I'm a nonce? You know what I mean? What are you doing? It's so annoying. And the other kids, they don't have the balls to come and ask to play.
Yeah.
So they stand, like, in the game. And I'm about to go in. You're like, guys, can you fuck off? Like, you're standing in the middle of the fucking goal.
Oh,
and one
shit.
Of them goes, can we play? And I'm just like, nah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I'm talking to them like, nah,
but
I'm the kid.
Isn't it good to your kids to mingle with other kids and for social
skills?
Yeah,
but it's more for, like, you tell your fucking mum to fucking do something with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? Just bring to the park and then, like,
I mean,
I'll find someone else and I'll palm them off.
Yeah, but maybe she's a single mum, you know, there's no dad around in the picture.
What if she is? What if she is? You still got to play with your ute. If you've got utes, you've got to look after the utes.
It's true.
You can't just, like,
Yeah.
And then like, can we play this? And we play me and my brother versus. And I'm like, no, we're not doing any of that shit. You know, we're playing World Cup fucking singles. It's 9-7-7.
Yeah.
First to 10. You lot can watch. That's it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And afterwards, we played another game.
No, you should have stand it. You should have got one kid, stood him there, and then got the other kid, stood him there. You go, you're the goalpost.
Yeah, you're the referees.
No, sorry, yeah.
And then I'm like, right, so we play another game, but you can't do anything because there's someone else's utes, you know what I mean?
Mm.
The older brother thinks he's slightly good, and I just want to be like, nah, mate, come here, Bosh, like, knock him off the ball.
Yeah.
Can't do anything.
Yeah.
The boys, Bill and Ted, they don't know how much to go in on them. You know, it's like, fuck it, I hate that shit. Happens all the time. And you, the parents that you hear, go and ask if you can join in, Tommy. You know, and they do it deliberately loud so that I hear.
Yeah, yeah, so you hear, yeah.
I should be on the basketball court. Nah, Tommy, bruv. Don't even bother coming over, you little knobs. That'd be fucking brilliant.
Oh, look, X. Yeah. I don't know, Theme, if I'm feeling you on that one, man. I reckon the kids, they should all play together. And
yeah, but I'm playing with my kids. My kids are playing.
Yeah.
My kids are playing. They're having a good time with people they know. We don't want your scummy little kid. I hate other kids.
Well, like, okay,
you hate other
enough.
Kids.
Yeah.
Like, why do you... It's fucking... It fucks me off. Fucks me off.
All right,
I'll tell you what.
Button all
I'll
your
give
other
you
kids.
My kids. What if I... Next time, I'll treat them fucking horrible.
What, just like two-legged tackle, slide tackle?
Yeah, above the throat.
Yeah, innit?
What, to other people's utes?
Yeah, yeah.
I let them play. We play the... And then we have to stay, because they even play, so I play an extra game with these little utes. They're thinking they're quite good. I go, right, I'm going to have to take over now. Bosh, 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 bosh. And then they're like... I said, we're going. I find myself making an excuse to, like, these 10-year-olds. I need to go to the bank machine. And he's like, yeah, the bank machine's just there. He was on Oxbridge Road. I'm like, yeah, I've got to go and get my card first. And da, 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 da. Are you coming back, though? Are you coming back? You're like, this geezer loves me. It's desperate for me to say, because his mum's doing nothing. Like, nothing. She's not even looking. She's got her back to us, and she's sitting facing. I'm just thinking, that is so shit.
I'll tell you who's watching this and getting mad at you is Talat, 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 man. He's like the Pied Piper of kids, man. He's not a nonce, yeah?
But he, like... Very noncey, the Pied Piper of kids.
He's so fucking fun, and he's a big kid himself. So when you know, he's out with my niece... All, like, by the end of the day, like, if we're in a park, there's a trail of kids all behind him, all fucking singing and dancing, and fucking he's got them all rolling around doing all sorts of weird shit.
But I'm a big kid and a kid at heart, so we're having these incredible games.
Yeah, okay.
Not like your other games with your dog shit dad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in it wearing his, like, one pair of jeans and wheels, like, bending over together. I'll kick it! And, like, goes over there. He's like, bruv.
Yeah.
We're having, like, a full-on fucking game. That's what I think it is. They come over like, this guy, this geezer's a good geezer.
Yeah, exactly. That's it, man.
And the older brother's going to be, oh, you're sick at football. Like, you're sick. I've not even been able to do anything because of you.
But, oh, man, I don't think that's a good rant, man. You ultimately, you're, you know.
No, it's just me being a cunt.
It's fun. Yeah, it's yeah, just but you being a cunt. Exactly.
Yeah, but that's where the rants come from. You're cunt.
Yeah, man. All right, we got some of our favourite track sides we wanted to talk about. Since we're here trackside right now.
But wait, I'm pushing back on that.
Right.
Please leave a comment on whether you think you should be palming your utes off to other people in the park because you're a shit mum. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, let us know, man.
Should I have allowed the utes, or should I have slapped them and sent them back to their mum in tears? Go back to your mum, you butter's little ute.
Yeah.
Sorry,
sorry, Akit.
Sorry, Akit.
Sorry.
Not even sorry, Andrea, and she's here.
Sorry, Venezuela.
Just care about it.
All right. Come on, set it off, man. Let's talk about our favourite.
So, I was thinking, what haven't we done on the pod?
Mm.
But to do with Gref. And I thought, we've done trains. We've done stuff like that. We've even done New York. And we did the dubs. And when I was doing the dubs for, like, our favourite dubs on trains, I was seeing a lot of dubs. Like that Courtism that I wanted to give a shout. And I was thinking, shit, some of the track sides that, you know, that I love. So these track sides, for me, they're just ones that most likely because they were in my area.
Yeah, exactly. Same.
And I fucking love them. And you saw them all the time going to school.
My one is basically all the ones on the route to school. Yeah, exactly. On that district, that strip of district line, man. There were so many nice bits up and down there. And the central
line. My one's a lot of that, and then Hampstead and Sea.
Yeah.
Because going to, like, Paddington or something like that would be a treat. Because
yes.
Of all the, like, the 40-foot fume and Bosch.
Well, that's one of mine.
Which one?
It's the Bosch.
The Bosch?
Yeah. Because that was the first one. No, it was the Fume and the Bosch, right? But the Bosch was slightly
bigger. I've always thought the Zonk was the best letters.
The Zonk was incredible, but wasn't as big.
It wasn't as big. The Bosch went up to the top. That's the Bosch, isn't it? That's an H.
No.
A Zom.
The Bosch went up to the top. The Zonk only went up to that bit. The Bosch went all the way up to the top.
And the Fume.
And the Fume went
and
up to the
chop?
Top.
And the Chop?
I can't remember.
Was it Chop?
I can't remember. Was it Chop?
Mate, look at the K on that. That's obviously a Tonk. Dump.
Yeah, it's sick. It's got some style to it. The other ones are more blockbuster-ish.
Yeah. I think that's a Zom next to it. Bozo MTS.
It's possible.
Some wicked old reaches.
All right, let me show you one then, man. Which one? Wait, no. That Zonk is your first one, yeah? Okay. So I'm going to put this one
as
my first.
I wanted to make a note when I made this, that this is... This represents the Chop, Fume, Bosch, Zonk.
Mm.
That whole bit.
All right, so we'll include the Bosch. There we go.
And
we'll
the Fume.
We'll include that.
Yeah, the Bosch is Tonk.
The Bosch was the biggest thing on there. Touched the top, man. Got the cracks running through it.
Fucking
the big-ass tags at the top.
And it lasted forever.
That, when that... obviously, I don't remember the day it was done or the date.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you remember everyone
Have
was chatting
seen?
About it?
Yeah.
And the news travelled mad fast. This was before the internet. This went viral before the internet. You know what I mean?
Before viral existed, yeah.
And, I remember everyone going, just getting the train just to see it. You know what I mean? Backwards and then going the other way. Whoa, and then the other way. Because that was a legendary wall anyway, that wall.
Yeah, that's where,
for years and years that wall's been
Elk had dubs there.
Yeah.
And then before that, Coma.
Yeah.
Futura 2000. People. Didn't he do... Wasn't that down Westbourne?
I think it might have been, yeah.
That was sick.
Legendary wall. That wall got done, from as far back as I can remember. And then Nemlot just came and took the fucking piss, as they usually did, man.
And when they did that, there was normal dubs, from before that.
Yeah.
There was Bozo, MTS, Sane, Teach, but old Teach and Rate dubs, and then those dubs, and then more of them afterwards.
And it made those ones look even bigger, because you had they were big dubs going along.
Yeah.
They were big. And then this Bosch came, and it dwarfed all the graph next to it, and you're just looking at it going, fuck
off. And didn't the Fume get buffed, and he did it again?
And he did it again. A week later or something. Crazy, man. Them lot are nuts, man. And they must...
Was it a week later? I thought the first one lasted a while.
And that war... Because I've been to that. Have you ever been on that war? Yeah. So we climbed in from the skate park thing up there through the hole. It's closed now. None of that
exists. Doesn't exist anymore.
And we climbed down into that bit that's indented that had some ill pieces on there. And then you climbed down from there and then we did that wall there. That was the wall. But the wall itself is kind of on a slant. It's not fully upright.
Yeah.
It's on a little slant, and there's a ridge, about a meter and a half up, there's a ridge. So you can stand on that, and that's why all the dubs on there were quite big. And then them lot, they must have brought
ladders
and... Was it a chrome fill? How many chromes do you reckon they fucking used? Because
it was
chrome.
It was paint. It was spray paint.
Yeah, it was spray paint. It wasn't like roller paint, man.
I remember hearing rumours about how many cans he used on it. And it's, I can't even remember.
You know what?
He came back a second night with another 80 cans.
Yeah. You know what? Talking about huge track sides, one of mine is this one here. I don't know if you remember that one.
Chiswick Park.
The Far Away Reach,
we called it. Before Chiswick Park existed.
Yes. What do you mean before Chiswick Park?
Before what's that business centre?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The
before that center. Existed.
You used to keep farting, man.
That was a bit of a...
It's disgusting, man.
Yeah, man. You can't fart like
it's
that.
Really... The wind's blowing in my direction as well, man. It's like the second time now.
That was an outdoor.
Yeah, I know, but it's... Yo.
Look at him. She says, cut it out. Cut it out.
Please. So this... if you stood next to it, you see those lines in the V? Your head would just hit on that. That's how big that wall is. Have you ever been down to that wall?
I remember that wall a lot. I don't think it exists anymore.
No, it doesn't. There's a big, none of that shit exists anymore. But it was quite far away from the track.
Yeah.
That's why we called it the Far Away Reach.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was loads of big dubs on there. And you had to paint quite big on it, like I said, because it's far away. But then the VFL boys came down there and they did a huge top to bottom on this wall. Vandals and a number 4 and then Life. Vandals for Life. Peace. And I know that it was done by Praise, Hope, VFL, Zeal, Tab, I think it was just them four who did it. I don't know if Asia was there. Oh no, Gasp was there as well, Gasp VFL. They all went down, it took them two nights to do. Praise threw up the letters with a roller. He just went through, rolled out the letters, then them lot followed him, filling it in. Then he went down with the black roller and outlined it with a black roller, and then all of them lot. And the beautiful thing about this is, each scheme was done, like, so one of them would grab a color each, and they all did schemes going all the way through it. And so I can tell, because I know all them lot, I could tell which schemes Praise did
the green,
which schemes, yeah, and which schemes Tab did, and which schemes Zeal did, and Hope Ski, yeah. So, like, and yeah, it took them 2 days. They went down there, finished it off, and I remember everyone gawping at that back in the day. And that was done not too long after the Fume. I'm pretty sure it was after the Fume and that lot were done.
We were going to do that wall, me and Cheat.
Oh, yeah.
We went down there, and something happened, and we couldn't paint. I can't remember what happened.
I did that wall as well before they did that.
It was very, 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 very close to when that was done. Because I think then they did that. We were like, oh, fuck's sake.
Can't do it now.
Yeah, no, we can't do it. That's a sick track.
But we got on there from the tracks. We got on near Chiswick Park. What's the next station along?
Turnham Green.
Turnham Green. We got on near Turnham Green and walked down the tracks and then jumped over the tracks, over, down, all the field, wherever, to that far away reach. Yeah. All right, what's the next one?
I could go to talking of Turnham Green, or I could go to... This is between Richmond and Gunnersbury.
Yeah.
And no, Kew Gardens and Gunnersbury. It's Gunnersbury Station, basically. It's an Alkazine Zeal Ban Praise.
Yeah, I love that one.
Because that wall... That's Dogshit Park on the other side. I painted in the tunnel here loads of times.
Yeah.
Loads of times, and then that wall, that was all bushes, and someone took all the bushes. Maybe it was them.
Might have been.
And then those pieces appeared, but they mulched the wall first.
Yeah.
Or I think the wall was mulched from buffage.
It's possible. No, they've not always took mulch, man. We always took mulch if we were doing pieces and stuff, because it's all shitty paint. You know what I mean?
I like the
car
band.
Plans. The band is crazy cool, man. Big up band. He was in CMS as well. Oh, 97. There we go.
Is there a CMS reach in the band?
Yeah, there, the top there.
That's what I'm saying!
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Hell as well. He listens to the podcast, man. Ban and Hell, they used to paint together all the time. Ban disappeared, though. I don't know what happened to that guy. That Praise is ill. Oh, mate, that is dope.
But to be a trackside...
Yeah.
Mulch backgrounds, four pieces?
Four pieces.
All of them nice.
Big up my brother Alk. I've got an Alk trackside.
Major lighter, though, yeah. This.
I got an Alk trackside, man.
What, in your...
In one of mine, yes. It was always one out of the crew. Alki obviously was in SDF, and this piece he did, we all of us as a crew were like, yo, Alki, you killed it with that one. You might remember this one as well. It's down by Turnham Green. Do you remember that one?
Oh, shit.
A-L-K-I.
That's pretty much where there's a theme dub now.
Exactly. I think pretty much exactly the same spot. Yeah. But that was there. This is, again, late 90s.
Yeah, that is nice, isn't it?
Love that. Look at the schemes, the letters.
Yeah.
Like, and the connections.
I like
the connecting
eye
it.
As well. There's a lot.
Mate, Alki was a don, man. I chat to him every now and again. I haven't chatted to him in a while, but he lives down south now. He doesn't live in London.
Yeah, there, look, move.
Move, yeah, move tag on the top there.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he had a sick reach as well.
Rest in peace.
He had a sick reach. On the A316 going towards like Chiswick or Barnes, just was still in Richmond, and there was a tall, tall building right at the... There was a circular building, and right at the top there was a move around it.
Oh, shit.
He was nuts. Me and Buds used to go and buy pox off him. Oh, and shit. He always used to try and sell his heroin.
Was he a bit older? He was a bit older.
No, yeah. he was just a free spirit, put it that way.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he died. Maybe brown. I don't know.
I mean, let's not guess, man.
I heard things got pretty bad with that. But this Alki piece...
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Doing that illegally as well. And back then, when the shadow was so thin, bruv, it's so joke.
But just the colours, the kind
look
of yellowy...
Look how thin some of the dark blue shadow is.
Isn't it? Yeah, you should have
found
it.
I
kind
of like it, though. It's kind of nice when you do that.
Yeah, it would have looked better, maybe a bit fatter. But still, just...
The eye, I really like.
Yeah, the eye... Just really fucking, just, he smashed it. I remember just when we saw the photo of that, we were like, fucking hell.
Did he do that on his J's?
I think he did go there on his J's, yeah. Oh no, wait, is there something
wicked,
to the right?
Wicked spot.
Yeah, that's down, yeah.
Oh yeah, Zeal, no?
Yeah, it might be. There might be in the piece next to it. Go on, whip out your next one. What's the next one, bruv?
Whip out your knob for the goods.
Battery's looking a bit low, so keep your ears open for it going beep, beep, beep.
So, this. So you have to flick. You can't flick. So that's the Zonk, yeah?
Okay.
Do you remember the Take and the Cos?
Oh, yeah.
Turner
Green. Is that on the same one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's the orange of the Zonk.
Is that Turner Green or when you come out of Hammersmith? No, that's Turner Green.
No, it's
Green.
Turner Green.
You're right.
And they, them lot, it was like the only spot you could do.
Yeah.
And they did the green thing along there, man. The cos is nice. I don't know why, like the black and the purple,
yeah,
and
the
pink
colours.
With the yellow stars. Tacky, Zonk.
Tacky or take?
Tacky. It's take, you've done it.
Yeah.
But it just says tacky. To the year 2000.
Oh, yeah. Takey or tacky. Yeah.
And old
nice.
Zonky.
Nice.
You can see, like, it's all nicked paint. Maybe it was raining. Look at the Z.
With the orange outline.
But yo, the
Zonk's been getting a lot of love on this podcast
as of late. Look, the cosmos on that is crap.
Yeah. That's really nice. I think the reddish outline with the black fill and the purple.
And I remember that, like, to the day when it came out.
Yeah.
Because there was nowhere to paint around there. There was, like, you're coming up to where you can paint, like, Hammersmith Arches and shit. But there, it was only the green tint. And they did it.
Sick. Oh, no, it's under here.
Deep. I was a big fan of that. And that was at the time when they were doing a lot of graph.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, boom. Here we go. I had to include this one theme, man.
I was thinking of including this.
It's too sick. It says theme, but it was done by...
I was there.
He was. Oh, yeah, of course.
But I was, like, here, lying down like this.
Yeah.
Theme, get down. I'm like, fucking hell. Lying down flat.
Yeah.
Right next to the track. That was like 10:30.
Oh, is it? Because there's bear trains come through there, man, all the time.
Circle, like Hammersmith City, Great Western, other like
Overground,
Elizabeth Line, and then like fast trains, Dussin. But there, the clays come at 12. So behind there, you see that metal fence there?
Yeah.
There is the clays car park.
Oh, right, okay.
Because there's bare gates where they can just come in. They got
so
the
it's
keys.
On a grey box. It says theme, T-H-E-A-M, green fill, orange, yellow background, black outline, down rock 3D with bits of red in it, shines going through it, just the letters, just rocking. That E is one of my favourite E's ever done ever by anyone of all time.
Really?
Yeah, I love that E. It just looks fucking mean as fuck, man. And just the 3D, just the whole thing, just... And
really
when you
like
see
the
it
A
as well,
and the M, yeah.
When you see it from the train, like I usually see it from the Elizabeth line, so I'm right on the other side. So you're seeing it from a distance, but it just pings and it's still there. When
still
did you do that?
That was
like pre-pandemic, right?
Or during.
During.
We did a lot of graft.
Yeah.
During. Me and Chick done a lot of graft.
Yeah.
There's a wicked trackside opposite that on these boxes. You know when Chick wrote box controller, we did that box F-E-A-M.
Yeah.
And like he did his piece in fucking gloss red. But that piece there.
Yeah.
I think the lighter is mulch. The lighter bluey green is mulch. And then you see the dark winds and the electricity going, that's the spray cans. And the orange and yellow is spray cans as well. He done it in one night.
Didn't you have to go back? I swear that took two nights.
Maybe
I remember you telling me.
Maybe we did go back.
I'm
oh, well, no,
sure.
Maybe the first night we couldn't do it. There was a big Zonk on the other one, and they buffed that.
Oh, right.
And they left that.
They like it, I reckon. Because
I mean,
it is sick, man. That's
the proportion of it, the size of it, the taking up the whole box
of it. The whole thing,
it.
Beautiful, man.
It's a sick... And it's still there now. And it's sick. It's like Royal Oak Paddington.
Leave a comment if you've seen this. Leave a comment below, you know what I mean? Get involved, man. Oh, yeah, Arms House crew. Big up all the Arms House crew in the house.
That is a sick fucking reach, bruv.
Yeah, man. That's too ill, man. I love that one. I had to include it. It's
I didn't do a single bit.
You didn't?
No.
You just
not
keeping
a single...
dog?
No, it's like... Because
You didn't even fill in or help.
No,
fill
the
in
plan wasn't to do that.
Oh.
Like, here is Royal Oak.
On the left.
We were going to go through there and go to these other boxes, do like one each.
Yeah.
And then he's just done a, can we do this? What word? And he said, what word shall I do? And I said, do a theme in it.
Yeah, because he never paints his own name.
And he had never done a theme. So he's like, oh, yeah. Bosh.
He just freestyled that. Rago. Yeah. He's,
with a roller, bruv.
Salute, chick. Yeah, I mean, when you say with a roller, I've rollered many a piece, man. And like,
The outline with the letters and shit on tracks, I just found a joke.
I know, it is hilarious.
And it was a small one. That. It was like that one. So he's like doing it.
To
like,
save money, you know, on paint, you just take a couple, you know, take a bit of roller paint, mix with water, boom, you can fill in like fucking 25 pieces with that, man. That was ill, man. You got one more?
I got loads.
Go on, let's do one more each. And then, I don't know what we're going to do. We're like 40 minutes deep. Oh yeah, let me say, while we're here, big up all the new patrons, man. The people who have joined the Patreon.
Hundreds of them. Thousands.
No, it's only been a few, but much love and salute to you guys. We have an exclusive episode there. I don't know if we explained it properly last time. Basically,
Tom's house to Talal's house.
Talal's taking control of that one. It's like a 45-minute video, and basically, Theme got his 20 favorite writers of all time. I got my 20 favorite writers of all time. Talal pitted them randomly against each other, and then we had to discuss who was best. It was a knockout round, and then now from that 40, or was it 36? Now we've whittled it down to 15. So next episode,
it was a very upsetting episode.
Yeah, we're gonna have to whittle all those ones down. And we were, you know, so go check out the Patreon. It's only £3, and you can watch.
There was only one or two that were easy.
Yeah.
The person who came up against Min Won.
Yeah, Mad C.
She can carry on painting cats on the wall.
She's dope, Mad C.
Yeah, but Min Won.
Yeah.
And I think there was someone against Scene, but that was harsh. The person against Scene was sick.
It was Necker. Necker versus Scene, yeah, we were arguing about that, man, because I love Necker's shit, especially now, but obviously compared to Scene, I'm sure Necker himself.
So our favourite writers, and big Necker was in there.
Oh, there's a gay there looking at us. All right.
Yeah, ban the gay!
Oh, don't. Come on, man, relax. We don't want to turn this podcast into a hate crime.
I didn't pronounce the letters. It was like, ban the gay!
We're only joking, people. It's all love. They can bump each other all they like, man. We don't care.
Yeah, so that's the idea. And there's knockout, and then that person just gets knocked out.
It was a fun show, so go check it out. Even if you just go pay for it once, watch it, and then unsubscribe. I don't care, but that's helping us out. All right, your next one. Sorry, you got it pulled up there. Let's go. Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, when Band does a piece, when he's on it, he is fucking sick.
So this is Fume and Band. They bigged up Sub One and Store. Big up Store.
Look at
Big
the
up
band.
Fuel, Tox. Oh, it was in 2017, yeah? They put up a Tox 17, so it must be.
And that's, you know where this is?
I'm trying to think where it is.
So this ties into another shop.
Okay.
You
got to send me all these photos.
Yeah,
so I can use
Do
them.
You remember?
Do you remember? When we?
That's that wall.
Oh.
That diabolical dubstars was there for a long time and was sick. And then when it got buffed, the buff lasted for ages. And then I think Bass and them lot did it again with the diabolical up there, starting along there.
I like that.
So the Fume and the Band and that.
Wait, who did this one, you reckon?
I don't know.
I like those letters. I'm trying to think who did that.
I was going to send it to someone and ask them and I forgot to do it.
There's an edge of a phlegm thing there on the right. That's a nice dub, that one, man.
That phlegm would have been a lot later, I think.
Yeah, oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
I think this was done by someone proper.
But which area is this? Sorry, I didn't...
I've been there with Chick, and we didn't paint.
Uh-huh.
I think it's like... I think we got on from the canal, but it was a fair old bop and a track across a couple of tracks. But that band, bro...
Band is killer, man.
With the two different greens in the bubbles going through, and like the electric bits in the pink.
You can see a bit of... Bass influenced there a little bit, or maybe the other way around. Maybe Bass was influenced by, I don't know.
Yo, Band, when he paints nice, is sick.
Yeah, they went in on those pieces, you can tell.
See, there's the diabolical starts up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's the same spot.
You know what? Following on from that, talking about Bass, He uploaded this on his Instagram. I think he did it literally only a couple days ago. Can you see that? It's a nice trackside piece. It says Diabolical, and then the character, and then Bass afterwards. Diabolical Bass, with the mad scientist character in the middle.
There's a Bezer reach.
And bees frop on the top there as well. I like that, man. I don't know where it is. Might not even be in London, to be honest, man. I mean, fuck
it is.
Oh, there's a Fast dub on the top left.
I think Cash had a photo of this, I think.
No, it's recent. Literally 2 days ago.
Look at the O, bruv.
It's nice.
Look at the swag in the O with the bar coming across it and shit.
It's very nice. Colourful piece.
Nice piece. Typical Bass style.
Yeah.
Who do you reckon done the character?
I reckon Bass did, man.
Do you reckon he mashed that out as well?
It's not definitely.
Look
not
at the
bees
liquid coming out, man. It's sick. Splashes over there.
Yeah, man.
Holy shit.
Very nice.
So this is 2024?
He posted it just the other day. I mean, God knows when he did it, but I'm assuming he did it recently. I mean, I don't think he'd...
I love the copyright C's in there. I love that.
Yeah, don't copy me.
I love that shit. 24, baby.
Mm-hmm.
2024.
There we go.
That's nice to have something very, very new.
Yeah, there we go. You know what? I'm going to throw this in there as well.
I'm going to throw... yeah? There she is, boy.
When me and Theme went down there, since we did a theme piece, let's throw a little amp thing in there, my Curly Whirly styles. But you know what? Just down the tracks
this
from here.
This was that bit that you got on.
Oh, yeah, the Elk. I remember that one. Classic. That's 1990. Fucking hell. But that was there for a little while, that one. I remember
no one
seeing
took
that
it out.
One. I remember
that's that little alcovey bit.
Yes.
And I just wanted
Many
to send this.
Pieces in there.
Look at this foam piece.
It's a shit photo.
Yeah, it's the only one on the whole internet. But it's a shit photo.
It's nice. I don't know if it's my favourite. But
back then,
it's
man,
dope.
It's banging. But
kind of like Fume kind of style.
This is what fucking Talal's going to put next time he mentions Elk.
Oh, yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, so Talal, when he edited the episode, obviously Talal doesn't do graph. Yeah, and he doesn't really know much.
The Patreon episode.
The Patreon episode. So he uploaded loads of the pictures of the graphers we were talking about, and there was about three or four, he got the pictures completely wrong. But and whatever, it adds to the
for
humor.
For someone like Elk, but look at that, top to bottom.
Yeah.
Fuel, I think, an Elk.
Anyway, that's not a trackside.
No,
but
that's what he's going to be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other trackside, I think this is like going into South Kent.
Nice. I remember that one as well. You see they squeeze the H there under the
fume. That was a sick reach, because that was kind of the end of graph. If you were coming from like Richmond Ways towards Central,
yeah,
you had bare graph.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you get to like not like that kind of, after Earl's Court, then it starts going underground. So that was like the last, but there was those boxes, I'm sure it's South Kent, those boxes there, out just after the station, and all of them were battered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that was it. And then it opened up a little bit, but for like 20 seconds, just really tall walls, brown walls, with little alcoves in. And in every alcove, Zob had a ZOM with the drips coming down out of the mouth.
Yeah,
ZOM.
There was 10-foot tags all the way down there as well, I think more recently.
Fucking sick.
Deep.
And then that was it, until you get to like East London.
Yeah. You know what, I want to mention one more. This is one of my favorite dubs of all time. We've mentioned it on the pod before. This one, it wasn't technically a trackside, but you could see it from the train. You could see it from the train down under the flyover, you know, in the Westway on the Hammersmith City and Circle Line. You could look through and you could see it from the train. Criminal Damage dub, I think done by Kiss 42.
Unbelievable.
I'm pretty sure Two Tone was there as well with him. Void.
Look at the shadow. Look at the fat.
But just the shape.
Fat border.
The letters, they look like fucking daggers.
Yeah.
Like
I
know,
kill
you.
You
could stab someone with these letters, man. I fucking love that shit, man. So I had to give them a nod as well. Salute. Them boys, man.
We got Venezuela.
Scan. 147. Void 139. Right one.
Right, yeah.
Two-tone, Cody, three.
Wright had nice 42. Letters as well.
Wright did his thing, man. He's still out and about as well, doing his thing. Salute Wright. He's a nice guy as well. I've met him only a couple of times. Oh, yeah. And I thought, we're talking track sides. Obviously, we've mentioned this one. But the one where they did Diabolical Damage Squadron.
Which I like. I like that.
And they put us up.
They put us in it.
They put an arms
They put
house.
Us in it, really.
I mean, you broke it down. You said they put up all the crew. Yeah. And then they put up Amb and Theme and Arms House to Your Mum's House tag.
If you're putting everyone who's in the crew.
Hello.
Like, if it's the roll call of the Mafia. And the old Bill is saying, this geezer's in it. This, like, left cheek, like, Tony Two Tones is in it. Amber and Theme. You're on the list.
And I'm pretty sure that's Fume who put us up. That was his hand style. I'm pretty sure.
On the list.
So, you know what I mean? It's, you know, now all we got to do is buy Sub a beer and then chat to Shuto and then, boom, we're in. Three-step.
I bet we get the call from Teach the next day.
Yeah, going, sorry. From a withheld number.
Yeah, sorry. You're not in it.
Sorry, mate.
Fucking top notch.
All right, we've hit 50 minutes.
Well, we've got a question. We've got.
We do have a question.
We don't have to wrap it up, so you're always looking on the wrap up. You're looking to go to bed.
Look at the battery on the fucking camera, man. It's
we can plug her into to the cooler. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but we can't record at the same time. But it's all right. We leave him wanting more. You know what I mean? Wait, what was I going to talk about? Question. That was it. Question. Let me see if I can find this.
We're turning into an on-location pod. We've got to get more batteries.
Oh, maybe I deleted it from my phone. Fuck, I got it on the laptop.
What is it?
I can't even remember what the question is. Hold on. I think I got it here. Maybe we can hear it.
Oh, you're doing the question. The question.
Yeah, there we go.
The question.
All right, let's see if we can hear this.
Yeah, so I got a question for the pod in that, yeah? Just listening to DJ MK. It's all live. Who's better, Jest or fucking Kaiser, bruv? Come on.
Well.
Oh, there we go, that's it.
Everyone knows I'm not the biggest Jest fan.
Okay. Why not? Can I ask?
I never really... By the time... When he came out...
Yeah.
I was really... Like, thought I had to veer away from that kind of style of hip-hop.
What, the, like... More esoteric, I don't know how you would explain it, like less road kind of hip-hop. Yeah,
I mean... No, like how many drugs I've done, yeah. How much I don't change my underwear, I live in a shit tip, you know, I've got no money.
Loser
everyone
rap.
Thinks I'm a cunt, and everyone hates me, and I can't afford a draw, but when I get a draw, I blaze it really hard.
Oh, they always talk about smoking
and
weed.
And that kind of shit. And then I was starting to, like, listen to M9 and... Triple Darkness, and I was like, yo, there's
like
a big
lyrical,
difference here.
Yeah.
Like Phoenix, the Ice Fire, the people rapping like that was fucking nuts.
Mm.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Like Big Up Manage, MC Killer, you know what I mean? All those kind of guys, I was really into that. And that whole thing had already, for me, it had already popped off hugely with like Task Force and all of the guys who copied Task Force. So by the time he came out,
yeah.
For me, and it shouldn't have been, I admit that, but for me it was just like, oh, just another one.
Yeah.
Just another one. He was better, because he was
just
better.
He stood out.
But I wasn't feeling it. But saying I wasn't feeling, I got like the first two albums.
Yeah. The High Plains Drifter is my shit, man.
The one where, is that just like the brain? Something
no,
like the
that's
head
called,
sideways.
That's called Falling Down.
Yeah, I've got that.
I love that album, man. I really like that album. I'm a big fan of Jest, man. I'm a big fan of Kaiser, and I'm a big fan of M9 as well.
I much prefer Kaiser. If you had... For me, MCing always comes down to who would body the other person on a live mic.
Mm.
Kaiser would body bag Jest.
You think performance and...
Well, if you... Bars.
Yeah.
Bars,
I mean,
and
Kaiser's
performance.
A force to be reckoned with,
and
man.
And especially... This geezer's obviously talking about from back then.
Yeah.
And from back then, Kaiser would eat you alive. Like, eat you alive. And his persona. Man, Kaiser was the Don.
Here's a picture.
West London Don as well.
Here's a picture of me and Kaiser. And here's a picture of me and Jest.
I've got tunes with me and Kaiser. Here's a tune with me and Kaiser, if I can find it.
Better find it.
Yeah.
That's sick. I mean, look. Kaiser obviously is a fucking
terra
beast.
Firma.
Terra Firma. And he came up alongside, you know, yeah, K Kalashnikov, all them boys were heavy hitters, man. And so, you know, you talk about steel sharpening steel, man. You know what I mean? That guy came up in the ranks. And I reckon he
went to school with Harry Love.
And Kaiser was kind of I reckon, you correct me if I'm wrong, is a good midway between the Jests and the Task Force and that kind of steez and the M9s.
Kalashnikov,
you know.
Poisonous poets.
Because Kaiser, obviously, he did the road shit, he did the ultra lyrical shit, but he also did the, like, storylines, and he did, like, he painted pictures.
We've played a Kaiser tune on here, no?
We did, with the Harry Love. He did that one, Reality.
That was a Harry Love beat.
What's it called? Reality something?
Harsh Reality.
Harsh Reality. Sick, you know? But I think, for me personally, that when it comes to body of music...
Yeah, Jess has got a bigger body of music. Jess has got one of the biggest body of music in hip-hop in this country.
All right, why don't you go marry him?
There's a body of music.
I'm kidding.
He has, though.
Yeah, he's...
And he's contributed prolific. To a lot of other shit. The like dudes. Production. So one of them fucking... One of the M9 Cyrus Malachi tunes, Heartless Island. Have we played that?
No.
Bruv, it's produced by Jest.
Oh shit, okay. Jest has done some
Yo,
ill
we're
production.
We're gonna play it right now. We'll play it for the pod. You keep chatting after you get out.
And Jest, he did production for Foreign Beggars. He did a sick tune remix for them. Ill one.
I prefer Michael snippet. Parkinson, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, yo, big up Michael Parkey, of course, every time. We still haven't got him on the show, man. He's asked a couple, not asked, but like we've reached out to him a couple
and
times.
And he's reached out. He said, well, we're coming on.
Yeah, let's do that, man. We'll do it on a location thing as well. We'll go meet him somewhere. But for me, I slightly lean towards Jest. If it comes between Kaiser and Jest. Oh, this is Jest production.
Yeah. This is a sick track.
I think we might have played this. To watch the
fatherless men. We might have done. They don't make music like this in Venezuela, do they?
Where it pulls it, play. Type in Foreign Beggars and Jest, and then remix. Because he uses this mad sample. It's like a Bollywood sample. Gesundheit. It's like a mad Bollywood. I think it might even be Black Hole Prophecy's remix. Hey yo, Billy, where you at, man?
We gather in celebration of life when embracing the mic. One taste of my strike, fall straight from the fight. Raising my right fist, blatantly hype. Stating my right to recite, I'll be taking a flight, lazing above clouds, raving up high eye. Sail to my touchdown when I touch crowds, and I bust loud and instruct how the rhyme form can be twisted, can be lifted above norms, candid visions, random written.
He killed it, man. All right, pause it now, lads. Jest, for me, I lean slightly more towards old Jesty boy. We want to get him on the pod as well. I reckon that'll be fun. You can just gun him the whole time. Go, I'll body you. You can't. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, when I got put in MOP,
yeah,
I wasn't bothered. That was it.
Game over, son.
That was it. You know what I mean? That really was it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yo, man, the battery, I'm just on tenterhooks here.
We got no critique?
Alright, let's see if we can squeeze in a critique before we go.
I just don't want to go home. It's nice out here, man.
It is beautiful. We don't have to go, but I'm just saying... Ah, okay. Do you remember a theme? Someone sent in a little blockbuster they did. This is ages. It's probably in the episode like 30-something or 20-something. He wrote Slack. S-L-A-Q. And I remember you were going, is that Q? Is that an O? Is that
I remember something like that.
And it was like a whack blockbuster. We were gunning it.
Trackside?
No, I don't know where it was. But we were gunning it a little bit. But anyway, he sent in another one. And he said, look, I've updated the blockbuster now. So
has he updated the same blockbuster?
Well, it looks very similar.
Is it the same spot?
No, it's not the same spot. But he's basically done an updated version of it. He said, check it out.
Yeah.
Because we were enticing people who have sent in their graph for critique. If you've updated something, if you think you've gotten better, send in something else so we can compare it. You know what I mean?
Is he DFN, Dirty Fingernails?
I have no idea, bro.
It might be that guy.
All I know... Actually, I know nothing about this guy. I know nothing about
him. All I know is he's made the Q look like a Q.
Yeah, a little bit more like a Q. No, it looks like a lowercase a with a little thing sticking out now.
Ah, that's a bit... I reckon it looks like a Q. But it doesn't really... The bit is too thin, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what's
it's better
done
than
here?
The last one.
It's better than the last one.
He has stepped it up, so props to Slacker for that.
But the cracks don't work because... You see the crumbles on the S? The two blocks? Yeah. That kind of works. And there's a little one on the L, but the A, and then but the doesn't work on the R. Yeah. It looks like it's just a crack that's not formed. But the stars on the A are utter gash.
They're too small and just, yeah, a bit
and
weird.
And there's only... They're only on that.
All right, and you know what else? Oh, there's a little Bodhi character as well on the left. That same fucking pose, but he switched it up slightly.
DFN.
So I'll let him off.
And DFN.
Yeah.
Doubters crew, isn't it? Look at those ducks okay. down there. They're a joke. Too, yeah, they're the best bit.
Can I say my critique on this quickly, yeah?
It doesn't even go around with the fucking... Yeah, the orange doesn't even go all the way around.
Oh, it doesn't. Q. He missed out the middle. Yeah, he's done it with yellow, though. But, yeah, no orange in the middles, yeah.
But the A is a bit more
so,
disabled.
The A would work if he was consistent with it. The A and the Q... You see the bottom fat bits? They match up because they're the same height. He obviously measured it using the brick. Yo, the battery ran out there. Big up Slack. Thanks for sending that in. It's all right, but it's not good enough yet. So go back to the drawing board, sort it out, bruv.
Keep painting.
You missed out a Ray Teach that you said you wanted to put.
Yeah, Ray Teach.
Here it is.
My,
there.
Probably my favourite dub, yeah, of all time trackside. There it is there.
Check it out. We out, party
we
people.
We ain't got
man.
Much of it. Oh, there's a couple of gays coming. Put your knob away.
Oh,
yeah. Episode 81, bruv. Arms out to your mum's hat.
Peace. I was thinking maybe we go out on a song.
Yeah.
I'll think of a song and play it now.
One for the trouble, two for the time.
Come
on. One for the trouble, two for the time.
One
for the trouble, two for the time.
Come on.
One for the trouble, two for the time.
One
for the trouble, two for the time.
One
for the trouble, two for the time. One for the trouble, two for the time. One for the trouble, two for the time.
Come on.
One for the trouble, two for the time. One for the trouble, two for the time.
Back once again with the ill behavior. Can you feel it? Nothing could save you. It's the A for ally, B for damager, O for out of here, R for the renegade master. Of all I surveyed, checking straight out the slums, so the roads to portray the sexual, exceptional. Here to let you know that my flow is like dope. I got a mad, mad style of frustration, just another product of the anger in the nation. Now I get paid for my jazzy sensation, and I drop bombs for my generation. Peace to the crews from New York to L.A. I struggle every day. The East Coast neck of shore is where I stay. When I had no loot, I used to cool around my weight. Call up a piece, Brooklyn, Will and Big Kate. I boned a lot of girls looking like Sinead when I was drunk. But now I got the fly fat ass rich bitches, cause I got the hits booming out the trunk. Ain't it strange how things change when they take you from the ground and put you in the fast lane? But I never knew a shiny happy home, so I do just fine rolling through my terror dome.
One for the trouble, two for hard times.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?